Yo, Gen Z, it's your girl Riley Hart back at it again with another dose of real talk on self-care RX. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of homework, social media drama, and existential dread? You're not alone. And guess what? Your parents are probably feeling the same way times 10. They've got bills, work stress, and now they're trying to navigate this whole parenting thing in a world that's basically one giant meme factory. Today, we're diving into mindful parenting, how to set healthy boundaries with your little humans while keeping your sanity intact. Because honestly, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, it's about creating space for your own well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself, even when those tiny tyrants are testing your patience. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you level up your parenting game. 1. It's not all about you. Okay, it kinda is. Listen, I get it, Gen Z was raised on treat yourself and you deserve it. But when it comes to parenting, sometimes saying no is a superpower, not a villain move. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's about teaching your kids and maybe even reminding yourself that everyone needs space and time to recharge. Think of it like airplane safety. Put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, fam. 2. Communication is key, but like actually listening. We're all guilty of texting a quick case sometimes, but when it comes to your kids, real conversation matters. Put down the phone, make eye contact, try not to judge their questionable fashion choices, and truly listen to what they're saying. It builds trust, shows them you care, and prevents those passive-aggressive sighs that are basically universal parenting code for "I need a vacation." 3. Embrace the power of no. And no, I know, it feels like this word is practically illegal in some households, but seriously, learn to say no without guilt tripping yourself or offering a million excuses. You're not obligated to be your kid's personal chauffeur, chef, or therapist 24/7. Remember that scene in Mean Girls where Regina George says, "Get in, loser, we're going shopping." Well, replace shopping with doing chores and boom. That's healthy boundary setting in action. 4. Practice what you preach. Kids are like walking mirrors, they reflect our actions more than our words. So if you want them to be mindful and respectful, start by modeling those behaviors yourself. Take deep breaths when you're stressed, meditate for 5 minutes, trust me, it's less intense than scrolling TikTok, and show them that taking care of your mental well-being is a priority, not a luxury. 5. It's okay to ask for help. Look, parenting is hard. There are days when you feel like you're running a circus and juggling flaming torches. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist if you need support. You're not alone in this, Gen Z, we're all figuring it out as we go. Let me paint you a picture. Your little one is throwing a tantrum because they want the latest limited edition Pokemon card, and you've already explained like 10 times that it's just a toy and there are more important things in life like learning to share, not hoarding all the glitter glue. You're starting to feel your blood pressure rise, but remember what we talked about. Boundaries. Take a deep breath, calmly explain why you can't buy them the card right now, and offer an alternative, maybe a trip to the park or a fun activity together. See? You just diffused a potential meltdown with grace and self-awareness. High five. Alright, Gen Z, let's recap. Mindful parenting is about setting healthy boundaries, communicating effectively, taking care of yourself, and knowing when to ask for help. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up as your best self, even when life throws you curveballs, and trust me, those curveballs are gonna be epic. Remember, you're raising the next generation, so let's make sure they learn how to navigate this crazy world with empathy, resilience, and a killer sense of humor. Now go forth and conquer your parenting challenges. And don't forget to DM me with your wins and fails, we all have them. Don't forget to tag the episode in your TikTok videos and let me know what you think. And if you found this helpful, hit that follow button, leave a 5-star review, and tell your friends. Let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.